This morning's gospel lesson comes from Matthew, chapter 11, verses 16 through 19 and 25 through 30. Listen now for the word of the Lord. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, thank you that you never change. You are always more willing to give than we desire or deserve. May we learn to trust you in all the circumstances of life and wait on you as you fulfill your purposes and lead us into the security of your redemption. Amen. In every grocery store, you can always count on seeing one thing. That person who's decided not to get a cart and is carrying everything they need in their arms. You might be that person. I can admit that I am totally that person. It's difficult for me to get a cart and have to worry about swerving up and down aisles around other people in their carts who may not be in as much of a hurry as I am. I carry as much as I can in my arms, and if I can't carry it, well then, I guess I don't need it. And I've gotten really good at carrying bulky items, like toilet paper and paper towels, while also being able to hold things in both hands. And eggs, forget it. They have to be bought on a day when I really only need them, or need them in one or two other items. And then once I get home, I carry in all of my bags in one trip. This I blame on my past apartment, 12 floors up in the slowest elevator known to man. It would take so long to go up and back down and back up that it was worth it for me to be in pain for a little while from the bags cutting into my arms than to have to take a second trip. I'm sure my neighbors thought I was crazy, because after work and running errands, I would come in loaded down with bags. And if they were in the elevator with me, they would just look at me baffled. This normal activity that many of us do, it frequently loads me down. It burdens me. The psalm we heard this morning reminds us that God is abounding in steadfast love, that he's good and compassionate to all. And it reminds us that we should praise God and share the news of the glory of his kingdom with others, so that they might come and find rest in him. And the final verse reiterates the reading from Matthew that I just read. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. We're all bowed down, facing different burdens and allowing ourselves to be yoked to many different things. The burdens Jesus is referring to in the passage we just heard are the burdens that the Pharisees have placed on the people. The Pharisees called the people to obey the law and required the law be followed to the letter. The yoke they imposed was the difficult task of rigid obedience to the Torah. Yet Jesus is calling them to something different. Upholding the law, while important, creates a burden, and no amount of law-keeping can bridge the gap between sinning and God's holiness and forgiveness. What happens right before the words of comfort in the last few verses of chapter 11 in Matthew is that Jesus has just come from Galilee, where he was teaching, and the people had not warmly received his teaching. Most people flat out rejected him. And what does Jesus do? He then praises God that the children receive his message. It's not about having brains or ability. It's about having the faith of a child, being dependent, humble, amazed, and open. Like those in Jesus' day, we're all burdened by our sins. And all of us are burdened by society's expectations. Our society places a value and worth on working long hours and making a lot of money. We place value on doing it all by ourselves and not asking for help. We place value on doing everything perfectly right. Our youth and our children are overprogrammed, always running from one activity to the next, and are burdened with a metric of success that's unrealistic. Many young adults are burdened by student debt, others with finding the right spouse, marriage issues, and divorce. The rate of divorce currently hovers around 50%, so all of us are touched by it, either directly or indirectly. Other adults may be burdened with a medical diagnosis, job loss, their children returning home after college, taking care of aging parents, and retirement issues like economic fears of having enough savings. We also shoulder concern for those in our society who struggle to pay their rent, to purchase food, to provide for their children, and for children who are falling farther and farther behind in school because they don't have parents who have time to help them with their homework or read to them. Why is it that the most intelligent human beings would rather kill themselves trying to do everything they think society expects them to do and to do it all by themselves without asking for help? Today's scripture reminds us not to be those who have seen and heard and yet whose lives are not reflecting Christ's witness, those yoked to the world. Earlier this summer, I went with two of our youth to Montreat for the high school youth conference. One night at worship, the pastor, Chip Hardwick, shared a personal story about his mom. She had committed suicide when he was in seminary. No one saw it coming. Not Chip, not her husband, not any of her friends. It was a shock to everyone. In my small group the next morning, I spent the entire hour and a half listening to the youth in my group talk about their struggles, the things their own best friends back home didn't know, and hearing about the people the youth knew who had committed suicide. The adults had been told that suicide would be talked about in worship, and so I knew at least one person in my group would have experience with it, either directly or indirectly. But I never expected to hear so many of the youth share how it had touched their lives. One girl said her friend had committed suicide within the last year, and she felt guilty that she hadn't done anything to help her friend because she didn't realize her friend was having a hard time. Another girl shared that none of her friends back home knew that she had been in and out of the hospital with emotional issues due to the death of a friend from cancer. It was in this moment that I paused and thought about how sad it was that when life gets difficult, we feel like we have to hide our burdens. It's today's hustling society that expects and even demands for everything to happen at a quick pace. And it's sometimes hard for us to really see that someone is struggling. Why do we give in to living in a quick-paced world where so much is expected of us? So much even that it's sometimes impossible to keep up. For the youth, the pressure's on them to be the best at everything. School, sports, music, theater, whatever they're involved in, they have to be the best. We've been programmed to think that the only way to get into a good college is to be the best. And we teach that going to a good college is the only way to get a great job. And so the burden is placed on the youth at a young age and continues throughout life. For some people, even church is a burden. Have you said yes to one too many committees? Feel like you can't say no when someone from the church asks you to help with something? And it's not that there's no work to be done, but the work should be done because you know it's the work that needs to be done. And therefore, it should be done with joy instead of a sense of burden. Coming to church and being a part of a church should not be burdensome. It's not something to check off your weekend to-do list. Church should help lighten your burdens and help us all find rest. Society and culture trains us to look out for and care for ourselves. We're seen as weak if we need help. Why do we see sharing our life circumstances with someone as a weakness? Why are we always fine? Why are we more comfortable helping others than helping others and then letting others help us? I have found that when I open up about something that's troubling me, that the person I'm sharing with will often open up about what they're going through, just like the members of my small group in Montreat. When we become vulnerable, we give others the opportunity to be vulnerable, and those shared burdens bond us to one another and ease our burdens. Sharing may be that grocery cart we need, but we don't often take. Just as Christ bears our burdens, we are called to bear the burdens of others and to also let others bear our burdens. Both are acts of faithfulness. We're called together as a community of faith. We're called to be yoked together. We must show each other the love, compassion, and forgiveness that Christ has shown us and help our neighbors carry their burdens and allow them to carry ours. Not knowing anything about yokes, I began to research them. And what I found was interesting. When yokes were used for plowing, farmers would take a stronger, more experienced ox and yoke them to a weaker, less experienced ox. This way, the stronger, more experienced ox could teach the weaker, less experienced ox, and at the same time, the stronger ox could carry more of the weight and the burden. The yoked oxen were working together to do something that one animal could not handle alone. And at the same time, they had to stick together, since the yoke restricts where you can travel. You have to travel together. All that I read about yokes gave me comfort. Jesus calls all of us to come, all who are weary and carrying heavy burdens. Surely we could admit that we're weary, that we're burdened. We're dependent on our Savior. We can't save ourselves. Nowhere in the scripture does it say that if we yoke ourselves to Jesus, that he'll take away all of our problems and everything will be easy. Jesus is saying we don't have to carry our burdens alone. He's saying we should put down our yokes, the yokes of the world, the self-imposed yokes, the yokes that unnecessarily weigh us down, and we should take up his yoke. In Greek, the word translated as easy has its roots in the word kind and can also mean well-fitting. To take on his yoke is showing that we are responding to the invitation to come, and by coming to submit ourselves to a kinder yoke. Working together, tied with Jesus, we can do something we cannot do alone, just as the oxen rely on each other while yoked together. A yoke is for two people, and it's comforting that by coming to Jesus and choosing to yoke ourselves to him, that he will be there walking alongside us. Jesus is the stronger ox, shouldering the heavy part of the burden and teaching and leading us as he does so. When we stumble under our burdens, Jesus is there to take the lead and get us back on track, his track. When we allow Jesus to guide us along the path he intended for us, our burden is lighter because we are wearing a yoke that's uniquely tailored to fit us. The yoke Jesus invites us to take, The yoke that brings rest to weary souls is one that is made exactly suited for us. The yoke he invites us to take is made for two, and it comes with instruction. He's there that we might learn from him, learn a different way of living. Shelley Best reminds us that when what we are going through seems beyond our ability to carry, that's exactly the time when faith is calling us to surrender and to trust God's way. Perhaps our burdens seem too much for us to carry because we weren't meant to carry them alone. The struggle is not meant to crush us, but to build us up and lead us in the paths we might not ordinarily choose for ourselves. The invitation from Jesus is to come. "For I know the plans I have for you," says the Lord. We have a future and a hope because of the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. The heavy burden of our sin has been removed. As we prepare for communion, remember that we're all invited to come. To come as imperfect people, with all of our problems and burdens of life, and to lay them before Jesus, fully offering them to him. Only when they are removed from our shoulders and given to him can his yoke be placed on our shoulders, so we can walk together, Christ in control, Christ carrying the brunt of the weight, Christ gently leading us to the life he intended for us before we were born. Thanks be to God for bidding us to come. Come and find rest.